Your eyes crack open very slowly. The sound of a heart monitor can be heard. You look around. It seems like you're in a hospital bed. An IV drip has been inserted into your arm as it stands on the side of you. A heart monitor machine sits on the other side. You slowly sit yourself up and proceed to rub your head. Bandages, you state quietly. You feel around your head, confirming the placement of medical bandage wraps. You enter a daze for a second as you try to get an understanding of your new surroundings. Then, you feel something. You look down to see someone resting their head beside you. Due to their arms being used as makeshift pillows for your head, you couldn't see their face. But the hair color seemed familiar. Curiosity gets the better of you, so you decide to wake up the stranger.
Not now. No. Visitation hours are up already, but I could have sworn I just...
The two of you locked eyes with each other. Sitting beside you was your ex, Melina Evermore.
You're awake. You're finally awake. Hey. How are you feeling? I get that, but don't worry. You're in good hands here, I promise. I just can't believe it. You finally woke up. And here the doctors were saying that there's a chance you may not. Huh? Yeah. That's me. Melina. Wait, so you remember me? Oh, thank God.
She hugs you tightly.
Oh, I'm sorry. I couldn't help it. What am I doing here? Right. I just happened to be in your emergency contacts, so the hospital called me. And I basically dropped everything and rushed over. Right. I figured you would ask that eventually. You remember your good friend, Lupin, right? The scriptwriter? Well, she came over to your place to drop something off, and she heard this very loud thud. She called the police because she thought a burglar had snuck in. The police went inside, and they saw you on the floor, unconscious. You had suffered a concussion. They called an ambulance and brought you here. The doctor said the injury had caused you to slip into a coma. Then they said to expect the worst. But thankfully, it seems you came out of it. Oh, before I forget, here. Your mom wanted me to give this to you. Yeah, I called your family as soon as I heard the news. They visited you whenever they could. A nurse walks into the room. Oh, hello there. Yeah, they just woke up about a few minutes ago. Aside from the shock, nothing unusual. Though you should check just to be sure. The nurse compliments Melina to you, mentioning how she visited you every day. Well, yeah. I basically got off work and rushed over to see you. I knew that I couldn't miss out on a chance to be here when you finally did wake up. Well, yeah. You've been in a coma for a few weeks now. Hey, I know this is a lot to take in, but try not to overthink anything. Okay? Okay. Yes, ma'am. You hear that? They're gonna run a few more tests, and if it all comes out okay, you'll be discharged. I'm gonna step out and call everyone and let them know the good news. Sometime later, you were discharged from the hospital. A door to your apartment unlocks. We're here. You remember this place, don't you? Well, I had to ask since the doctors did say that you may still suffer from some memory loss here and there. Actually, she pulls out a suitcase. I'm gonna be staying here a while. I know. I really shouldn't even consider this, but both your family and the doctors requested this, so I can't exactly argue with that. Look, I know we had our differences and falling out, but I promise I will do everything I can not to be too much of a disturbance or a source of stress. Now, let me go ahead and unpack all of this. Sure, we can talk. You were very quiet on the way from the hospital. You both take a seat on the couch. Yes. I remember when we first met. I was a popular girl at the university, and you were the shy and quiet introvert. Why do you ask? Oh, right. That party we both ended up going to because our friends dragged us there. Not gonna lie, I basically had made an escape plan to sneak out anyway. It just so happened that you had the same idea in mind. Wait, what? No. Of course I didn't drug you, don't you remember? We both walked home and, well, exchanged contacts and hit things off from there. Where in the world did you get the idea I drugged you? And the dream you were having, I see. Do you want to tell me about it? It seems quite interesting. Okay then. You can tell me all about it later.
You look down for a moment.
Hey. Is everything okay? Bae.
Overwhelmed with guilt and sadness, you suddenly slugged yourself into her and hugged her tightly. You then began to sob profusely.
Hey. Shh. That's it. Let it all out. Sorry about... You didn't tell me. We're talking about your depression and those harmful tendencies you were having, right?
How did I know?
The truth is, I already knew about it. While you were in a coma, I came to your apartment. I was just going to drop something of yours off, but... The memories of the time we were together came flooding back, and I couldn't help but to take it all in for a moment. I accidentally knocked something over and...
She pulls out a small notebook.
I found your journal. And I'm ashamed to admit it. But I read through it. And that's how I learned about your condition. That's what you were hiding from me. And when the police found you, they found what was meant to be your farewell card. They saw a chair and a rope hanging from the ceiling.
The what?
The loop? You gave the rope a name or something?
Why didn't you tell me sooner?
No. Stop saying that about yourself.
She hugs you.
Please understand, I would never judge you or leave you because of your depression. If anything, I want to do everything I can to help you. I truly am sorry. You shouldn't have to go through this, especially since you're not alone. I wouldn't wish this on anyone. I know it hurts, and it's painfully clear that you're not okay. But baby, I just want you to know that I'm here. I will always be here. I won't let you push me away again. I'm going to be right here with you. Always.
Yes?
Well, we broke up because you wouldn't return my calls a few days after we fought in this apartment. I just kind of assumed that it was over between us. Like I said, you didn't return any of my calls, even after a few days of the argument. You didn't call or text me, or even hit up my social media. So I feared it was over. It's okay, I understand now.
You hugged her tightly, almost as if by instinct. You called her baby.
But baby... No, it's just...
She suddenly felt a set of lips on hers. The two of you kissed passionately for a brief minute.
Did you just... You... want me back? Yes, of course I'll take you back, But baby, promise me something. Promise me that you'll tell me what's going on in your mind from now on. Even if it's caused by your depression, I want to hear it. I want to comfort you and help you through all of this. You're not alone. You're not a bother. And you deserve to be loved and comforted because you're worth it. Don't let anyone or anything tell you otherwise. And baby, it wouldn't hurt to go seek therapy. Don't worry. If you need to, then I'll go with you. You have my full love and support.
The two of you hugged each other once more. You thought back to everything in the dream. Whether it meant something or not, one thing was made clear. Never again, you told yourself. I'll never leave you in the dark again.